This is the Likutei Diburim section on Chag HaShavuos, on page 168. Okay, let's see what our Rebbe has to say today. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Right, how can we prepare for Shavuos without understanding the first words Hashem ever spoke to Klal Yisrael? I am Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim. Zeh Barur, Shemasha Nemar Lahem Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Einu b'toras raya. Hashem doesn't have to prove, he's not trying to convince Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai that I am God. He's not saying, oh, remember me? Like, we met one time. Remember we saw each other in Mitzrayim. You know I'm real. You know I exist. It's not being stated as a proof of Hashem's existence. Ki be'eis sha'amdu b'nei Yisrael b'Har Sinai haya barur lahem ha'amuna b'Hashem. It was crystal clear to them. Not only based on what they had seen in Mitzrayim, but as Chazal explained on the pasuk, "Ata hareisa ladas," right? "Ata hareisa ladas." You could see it with your own eyes. Shekara lahem tachtonim, Kadosh Baruch Hu ripped open the heavens. Upasach lahem elyonim, vehera lahem she'enod mavado, which is the clearest giloy of that reality of enod mavado. So Hashem wasn't trying to convince them of the truth of His existence. El bepashtus anu mefarshim esakra. So it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining to them what is the Mechayiv, meaning why are you obligated to accept me as your God? It's not a question of whether or not I exist, but perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, well, based on what I did for you, I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim, so now it's reasonable that you should be subservient to me. Okay, fine. But the Mefarshim asked the question, the Rishonim asked the question. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, I am your God who took you out of Mitzrayim? Why not say, Asher Barasicha? I am God who created you. Right? I mean, if I'm looking for a machayev, what Hashem did for me, so obviously if I went through a tough time, Mitzrayim, and Hashem was my savior, so that's certainly, I feel indebted to Him. But what about the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu took a drop of Zerah and allowed it to turn into a human being with eyes and with a heart and with lungs and with legs and with arms? And what about every breath that I've ever taken or every bit of food I've ever ingested and digested, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu could pick a much bigger machayev in theory. Now, obviously, the simplest answer to this question, perhaps, is what he brings here in footnote 3 at the bottom of the page. And that is, hold on, you guys are blocking, I can't see. Make this a little smaller. Okay, good. So he writes here in footnote 3, "Upashtus yesh lefarish." You can answer very simply that Asher barasicha hu mechayev gam lumos ha'olam. I am God, the Creator, would be true for anyone and everything, right? It's true for every person, not only Jews, and it's true for everything in the universe. Ki gam heim nivro. Aval Yisrael, Hashem wants to stipulate at Har Sinai the Mechayev that's unique to Klal Yisrael, which is what? Asher Yitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That Yitzia from Mitzrayim, that birth of Klal Yisrael, which took place on the way out of Mitzrayim, this is your Asher Barasicha. And again, it's more specific to our experience, as opposed to I am God, creator of the world, which would be true for anyone and everyone. Okay, fine. That's the Pashup Shah. But to answer this question, he goes on a totally different mahalach. Umikodem nakdim perash akra pi divrei hagra b'sifro aderes Eliyahu parshas Balak. The Vilna Gaon in his very, very difficult sefer aderes Eliyahu in parshas Balak, in Mahadura Reviyah, he wrote multiple editions of his chidushim on parshas Balak. It's a very hard sefer to learn, but it contains a lot of secrets. So the Vilna Gaon writes there, and I told you one time we mentioned this, and the Megala Muko says the same yisod. Shenizkar b'Torah chamishim pa'amim Yetzias Mitzrayim. How many times is Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned in the Torah? 50 times. Ve'elu hanun pa'amim heim keneged nun sharei bina. And the 50 mentions of Yetzias Mitzrayim correspond to the 50 levels of understanding. Va'kavanu b'zeh hu shebe'eis shayu b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim hayu shakuim b'memtes sharei tuma. There are 50 levels down and there are 50 levels up, so to speak. So in Mitzrayim, we had sunk into the 49th level of Tumah, Votziyam Hashem Yisbarach Mehamem Tes Sha'arim Shel Tumah, Ve'achnisam Lenun Sha'ari Bina. So every time you get out of a Tumah of Mitzrayim, you have the opportunity now to enter into a madrega of bina, a level of understanding. Nimtza shahaya b'yetzias Mitzrayim chamishim yetzios. So in other words, how quickly did we leave Mitzrayim? On the one hand, you could say we left Mitzrayim very quickly, b'chipazon. Right? Pasuk says it was b'chipazon. At the same time, it's sort of a process of getting out of these 50 levels. And that's really what maybe the night of the Seder versus Sfiras HaOmer is about. But there's this concept of emerging 50 times. Yetzia mikol shar shel tuma, v'achnasa l'hashar shel kedusha l'umaso. To leave each level of tuma and to enter the corresponding level of kedusha. U'kemosh me'evim b'sfarim b'shem ha-Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar explains on the pasuk, v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael. However, what's the pasuk pshat? Chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim armed. Chamushim, armed.
There are five parts of the soul.
Right? Okay. Right? It's chamesh. It's also chamishim. It's a lot of things. So chamushim here, the Zohar understands chamushim is shechamishim yetzios hayu l'b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim 50 times. Or 50 exits from Mitzrayim. Right? 50 degrees of separation from Mitzrayim. And that's why we find this tradition from the Gra and the Megala Mukos that if one counts it up, one will find 50 references to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shekol haskara hu yetzia acheres mitzrayim. Because with each mention, so to speak, a Jew is able to emerge from one level of Mitzrayim. Okay, so now, let's think about the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that Moshe Rabbeinu understood 49 out of 50 levels. Umosif sham hagra chiddush gadol. Shekmo shebinun sharei bina amru chazal. Rosh Hashanah chaf aleph. Kulan nimsru lemoshe chutz mi'echad. The 50 levels, we know that only 49 were given to Moshe. Now the truth is, I didn't really translate the Gemara correctly. And he points it out in footnote 4. Right? The Gemara says, Kula nimsu l'Moshe. All the levels were given to Moshe, minus one. So then they weren't all given to Moshe. Then only 49 were given to Moshe. So he explains, it must be that when we say they were all given, but not the 50th level, it must be that the 49 levels Moshe had a complete grasp of. The 50th level, Moshe had a partial grasp of. So on the one hand, the Gemara uses the Lashon Kulan Nimsru L'Moshe. All of them were given. Even level 50, Moshe had a Sheiches to. Right? But he didn't have a complete grasp over it like the other ones, and that's why it was Chasar Echad. Right? It was lacking on a certain level. The 50th level was an incomplete Hasaga. So says the Gra, building off of this Gemara, again, we know we have these 50 gates of Tumah and Mitzrayim. We have these 50 levels of Bina, or Kedusha, from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Kain b'hachamishim yetzios halalu nimsar l'moshe rak mem tes mehem. So too, when we left Mitzrayim, right, Moshe only grasped, so to speak, 49 yetzios. Ve'ez mehen lo hisig. So which level did Moshe not grasp? Ze anochi Hashem elokecha. Anochi Hashem elokecha, which we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. Again, it's very beautiful, it's very deep. 50 levels of Tumah. In the time we fell to 49, right? Moshe got us sort of out of 49, and Hashem has to be the one to declare this 50th Madrega. Now, what do I need this? Let's analyze for a second. Let's work through it. It's not so pushy. We're missing some steps here. What level were we on in Mitzrayim? We always say, right? Lo yuchal lisma meya. They couldn't wait a minute longer. They would have fallen to level 50. But we didn't actually reach level 50. Although now, based on what we saw in the footnote, it could be, when we say that we didn't fall to level 50, it means we didn't have a nefila gemura to level 50. We didn't fall completely to level 50. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fully grasp the 50th level of understanding. But it sounds like we had a taste of it. We got a little bit too close to it in Mitzrayim. Again, we always point out from the Archaim HaKadosh and Shmos Perek Gimel that before Mashiach comes, we're going to fall to level 50. So in a certain sense, let's use the Archaim and put it together with this Gra. You know what that means? Who was Hashem saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha to more than anyone? He was saying it to us. The Jews in Mitzrayim were level 49. They didn't really need to hear the Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Afka, like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, that when we're in the Ikvus of the Mashiach, we're going to fall to level 50. And like I've told you in the past, that Rav Matl Zilber, Mr. Chinar Rebbe, said many years ago on a Shushan Purim, that the 50 states of America, Koras Hashar HaNun, the 50 levels of Tumah. And again, you know, in the crazy world we live in today, it gets more and more clear how you know, it makes sense to call this the Shar HaNun, which the Kamar Rebbe said is Kfira, not Bikursis, and just a blatant disregard for all Inyane Kedusha and all Inyane Elokus, right? So in a certain sense, if Anochi Hashem Elokecha, if that declaration, Asher Hotzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim, that Hashem said at Har Sinai, so to speak, corresponds to level 50, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to me and you. He was talking to our generation. That's unbelievable. To think that the greatest words spoken at Har Sinai were directed at us. And it's Hashem's way of saying, and I've been thinking about this a lot, and I want to make a, between now and Shavuos, and it's Hashem Ashir on this topic, that we have to really understand that the Torah that Hashem gave us at Har Sinai was given to us. And Anochi Hashem Elokecha in the singular is about that personal relationship that Hashem wants with each of us. And this idea, and I was thinking about this past Shabbos, without giving it away too much, because I still want to develop it further, but the idea that the Shar Nun, right, we have no Hasaga in it. Which is another way of saying that the fact that Hashem chose us at Har Sinai, and again, us doesn't mean the collective Klai, so us means me and you. The fact that Hashem chose us at Har Sinai, we don't have a Hasaga in that. Doesn't make sense. Want to tell me Hashem chose the Baal Shem Tov? Okay. Want to tell me Hashem chose Rishon Bar Yochai? Got it. You want to tell me Hashem chose Moshe Rabbeinu? I get it. Hashem chose me? But that's part of the Shar Nun. That's what Kabbalah Satorah was. It's the 50th day of the Omer. It represents something we can't really wrap our heads around. But that's the gift of Kabbalah Satorah. Okay, so let's go weiter. Umidvarav lamadnu she'ein ha'perish ba'akra sh'ayitzia me'aretz Yitzrayim. Hu'amachayiv espanei Yisrael. So again, we started up by saying that certainly Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'aretz Yitzrayim is not a proof of God, because Klal Yisrael were standing at Har Sinai with unbelievable clarity. They knew God existed. So you might say, okay, so we'll say it's a Machayev. It's the Machayev. Why do we have a greater responsibility to be his nation? Because he personally provided for us and took us out of Mitzrayim. Level 2. But the Vilna Gaon is telling us there's a level 3. There's a deeper way to understand it. It's not just that it's a Machayev. It's not just tit for tat. Oh, I did for you, you do for me. It's much more than that. The finishing touches of Yitzias Mitzrayim took place when we heard those words. In other words, while physically we had left Mitzrayim 7 weeks before, emotionally we weren't fully freed until we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu declare, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That declaration was part of the Yitzia. That pulled us out, that final bit. Sha'al yedei ha'anochi Hashem, nigmar ha'yetzia mikol ha'shibudim le'mitzrayim. We went fully free. The chains of Egypt were severed completely when we heard those words from Hashem. Ki yetzias mitzrayim nikra yetzia mikol shibudak le'mitzrayim. Because what is yetzias mitzrayim? It means getting out of Mitzrayim in every sense of it. Mikol Shiba Dak, from every fine attachment to Mitzrayim. I told you from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe said, getting out of Mitzrayim took a second, but getting the Mitzrayim out of us takes much longer. He said it took 40 years in the Midbar to get Mitzrayim really out of us. Right? But the Gra is telling us that by Kabbalah Satorah already, when we heard these words from Hashem, that was enough to say we had severed that last, you know, that last little rope, so to speak, holding us back, tying us to Mitzrayim. So, let's ask the question. Why is it so important to get fully out of Mitzrayim? And the answer is, because the goal of a Jew is to be fully attached to Hashem. And that means any little bit of separation, you know, think about a woman going to the mikvah, right? When a woman goes to the mikvah, so she checks herself very carefully that there shouldn't be any chatzitza. There shouldn't be anything separating her from the water, right? To make sure that there's nothing at all. There's no chatzitza. Yes, al pi halacha, maybe, you know, it's a chumrah to be, you know, above and beyond, that there shouldn't be any chatzitza. Certainly she could have a tara in theory, even with a partial chatzitza, right? But the goal is, obviously, if I want to cling to something, if I want to be able to weld together these two pipes, so I want to make sure there's no rust in between, or it's going to make my job a lot harder. So yes, there are ways to get things to stick, and there are ways to get things to attach to each other, even if there's some, you know, some separation between them. But ideally, the goal is that if I want to fully be davuk to Hashem, then I have to be fully freed from Mitzrayim. And that's what happened with the Anochi Hashem Elokecha. To be able to become avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fullest sense of the word, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yichid aleihem shemo, to have that miyuchad relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Mechilta uses a lashon, Elokai ani al kol birya, aval alecha yichidasi shemi biyoser. Right? Like the Mechilta taught us, the Medrash says, yes, I'm the God of the whole world. Of course I'm a God over the whole world. But b'miyuchad, anochi Hashem Elokecha, in the singular, I have a unique relationship, a singular relationship with you, Klal Yisrael. And that's what happened when we heard anochi Hashem Elokecha. Ki ba'eis sheshamu b'nei Yisrael, anochi Hashem Elokecha, nikva b'libam hayichud elokus, v'ashibu l'kodesh baruch hu b'chol levavam. So Chevra, what he's telling us, or Gedal Yeshua is telling us in a deep way, is that simultaneously, and I'll make it more clear as we continue, simultaneously at that moment that I broke free from that last chain of Mitzrayim, I now, for the first time in my life, had the ability to fully attach myself to Hashem. Haba Hatalia, they're dependent upon one another. To whatever degree I'm still Mekusher and Meshubad to Mitzrayim, I can't be Mekusher and Meshubad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to the degree that I scrub myself completely clean, without any chatzitza, no there's no separation between a person and Hashem. To whatever degree, there's no separation, there's no interference. Okay, we could use that. I'm looking for a different word, for chatzitza, the English word for chatzitza. To whatever degree I can attach myself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what happens. Again, simultaneously, at the moment that we break that 50th rope, we tie ourselves, we bind ourselves fully to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. U'memela, Meshulal kol inyan shel shibud l'shar devarim. Right? Again, to the degree that Anochi Hashem Elokecha b'miuchad attaches me to Hashem b'chol levavam, to the same degree a person is what? Is freed from all other types of shibud. I'm not indebted to anyone or anything in the world. Is someone unmuted? Someone has the word? No one's got the word. Okay. Kines male halev b'shibud male l'kadosh baruch. Because now the heart can be fully, fully connected to Hashem. As Rashi brings the Maimar Chazal, Shebe'ez sheshamu anochi Hashem elokecha. When we heard these words again, he had to hear it from Hashem. Moshe represents level 49, complete. But Moshe couldn't give us level 50. Only Hashem could give us level 50. When we heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha from Hashem himself, Nikva Yetzer Tov Bilvavam. The Yetzer Tov was stamped onto our hearts. Val Yedeza Yatsu Mitzrayim. That completed the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Al Yedei Anochi Hashem Elokecha Bo HaYetzia MiMitzrayim. V'lachein. And now we understand why the Pasuk has to say, Asher Hotzei Sicha. Why not say, I'm God, I created the world? No, the pshat is that right now, Asher Hotzei Sicha, Ki HaPeirash Hu Shekan Nigmar Yitziyasa, right now, as you hear these words, you're freer than you've ever been in your life, and now you have the opportunity to choose me like never before. V'Yitziyah Mimitzrayim V'Yichud Shemo Bab Babas Achas. And simultaneously, this unbelievable chiddush, that at the very moment that you sever that tie from Mitzrayim, you have the ability to what? To become a real Yid. Because how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu, again singularly, give himself over to us? If we're not freed from all other types of enslavement, they both occurred simultaneously. Hanochi Hashem Elokecha was the driving force behind creating the Yetziyah Mimitzrayim. He writes here in the footnote number 5, he quotes from the Tzofnas Paneach, from the Ragachover, the Heilige Ragachover of Yosef Rosen, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And the Ragachover explains What is the halachic principle of two things taking place simultaneously? How does that work? I assume, by the way, I can't say for sure. I assume Tzafnas Paneach here, he's talking about the Ragat Shower. Right? There's also a Tzafnas Paneach from the Tolus Yaakov Yosef, but it makes more sense to me. Again, I don't know exactly where the Ragat Shower brings this. Tzafnas Paneach in his writings in the Rambam, in the Chuvos, in the Tzafnas Paneach published Al Chumash, I don't know. But it sounds like it's a Yisod that the Ragat Shower would say, that the Ragat Shower does say. The Inyan Bas Achas, the concept of Bas Achas. However, the notion that two things can happen exactly at the same time is a very godly idea. Human beings can't do that, right? Zachar v'shamor b'dibur echad. We can't do that. I can't say Zachar and Shamor at the same time. Says the Ragat Shower, says the Tzafnas Paneach, who rak b'davar shabami shemaim. Only on a spiritual realm, on a heavenly realm, could there be such a concept of what? Of two things being chal, mamish, at the exact same moment. V'lachain beget omer Tzafnas Paneach. So when someone gives a get, what color?
For the background.
What color, Chaver, for the background? What are we drawing?
This what color?
What color? Orange. Or red?
A girl color.
A girl color. Pink.
Hot pink.
Hot pink, yeah. The hottest pink you can find. Okay, so says the Ragat Shover. The Ragat Shover says, the Gito v'yado ban ka'achas, you have a principle when a man gives his wife a get, that at the very moment that she receives the get, there's the severance of the marriage and the restoration of her ownership over herself and over her possessions and over her earnings. Right? So gito v'yado ban ka'achas. That's a spiritual concept. Hainu ki hagerushin chalim mishamayim. Anytime you have the concept of bas achas, there's some element of a Kodesh Baruch Hu making that happen. Right? Because on a human level, we can't get anything exactly at the same time. We can't do things exactly precise. You remember when we learned that piece from the Ohel Shem about the nekudos under the word Bereishis? Who remembers the nekudos under the first words of the Torah? The first word of the Torah is Bereishis, right? What are the nekudos? Bereishis. You have a shva, you have a tzeire, and you have a chirik. And the Ohel Shem, Rav Shem Klingberg, said that the pshat is that it represents the three relationships we have with Hashem. Right? We have the dot on top of the dot, which is the parent-child relationship. We have the side-by-side, two dots next to each other, represents lamana chai v'rei'ai, the brotherly friend-husband-wife relationship. And then we have the chirik, the single dot, which represents the absolute yichud, that oneness that we're describing here, where we're one with Hashem. And where does he write that? Where does the Ohel Shem write this? He writes in a Parshas Mishpatim. Because at the end of Mishpatim, they divide the blood in half. Half is sprinkled on Klal Yisrael, half is sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Representing this bris, this covenant, this strange scene at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, a covenant, this bond, this bris taking place between us and Hashem. And who split the blood? What does Rashi say? If you remember from the Gemara in Zvachim, a malach came and split the blood. Why did the malach split the blood? Says Rav Shem Klingberg, he's quoting from the Kashrus Magid, because only a malach, only a heavenly being could split something exactly. And Hashem wanted to show us that this bris, this covenant, this commitment to each other is mamish right up the middle, 50-50. You don't have to do more for me than I do for you, and vice versa. It's a very precise relationship. So at this moment, connecting it back to what we're saying here, the moment that we freed ourselves completely from Mitzrayim was mamish bas achas with the moment that it was chal upon us, the possibility of being the am ha-miyuchad, of having this miyuchadik relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, of truly understanding the Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Okay? Noam, you had a question or a comment? Let's hear.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that I'm learning in bio that, like, everything that we hear and see, like, we think that, like, it's happening right now. And so, like, we see it and we hear it, but, like, everything is delayed. Like, everything needs to be processed, even though it's, like,
right, so it seems like it's in real time, right, but there's a slight delay. So you're saying it's not only on Zoom. It's not only on Zoom that there's a slight delay. Maybe that's why Hashem drove us into the world of Zoom, to remind us that in this world, nothing is precise. That's amazing, yeah. So no matter, right, so no matter how, if you thin slice it that much more, right, even if it's so small that you can barely recognize it, But a scientific reality would determine that there's a delay, that there's a processing then, that it's not mamish v'basachas. Right? So only in the realm of Torah, in the realm of halach, in the realm of elukos, of shemayim, we have a concept of gito v'yado ba'an ka'achas. Right? In halacha, there could be a concept of basachas. Amazing. All right. V'yesh lahamek advarim yoyser api divrei ha'gemara b'shabbos. So let's go one step further, Chevra, and complete the piece. He says, when it comes to the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos Peches, by Kabbalah Satara, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol dibur v'dibur sheyatsa mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu yatsasa nishmasan, Shal Yisrael. With every word that we heard at Har Sinai, our souls were flying out of our bodies. We couldn't keep it together. Right, we mamish died each time, and Hashem brought us back to life. Shenamar nafshi yotza bidabro. It's a pasuk in the fifth parak of Shir HaShirim, I believe. Right, that nafshi, my soul, yotza bidabro, expires by His word. My soul leaves my body when I hear Hashem talk. Right? You can't live. You can't hear Hashem speak and live. Okay, so the Gemara wonders. Me'acher shemidibur rishon yatzasa nishmasan dibur sheni hech kiblu. So once they died after hearing the first. You know, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so what do you mean if they died every time they heard Hashem speak? So the Gemara answers, Horid tal sha'asir l'hachios bo'mesim v'hachiosam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the dew of Tchiyas HaMesim, the tal Tchiya, and He revived them. He brought them back to life, Tchiyas HaMesim, Kvaldik. Nimsa shahaya kol chiyusam mehadvar Hashem. So what does that mean? So what created you? When the Jews stood at Har Sinai, where did they come from? Who gave birth to them? It wasn't just their mother and father. It wasn't a biological reality, right? It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreating them through the Dvar Hashem, right? Meaning the Dvar Hashem was simultaneously, in a certain sense, and this, I think this is his Yisod, I think this is the point, that the Dvar Hashem simultaneously kills you and revives you at the exact same moment. So what does that mean? What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. I'll tell you what I think it means. So he says, Nimsa shahaya kol chiyus me'advar Hashem. Their whole chiyus at that moment, their entire life was created, was dependent upon, right? Was transformed through the Dvar Hashem. Shal yidei hadibur yatzasa nishmasan, that through hearing Hashem speak, their soul flew out of their body. Kol achiyus shahaya lamikodem. Whatever Ayidei, top of the next column, Dvar Hashem nichlas behem chiyus chadasha. However, who knows what I'm going to say? Anyone know what I'm going to say? What Gemara does this remind me of? What's one of my favorite teachings from Rabbi David Aaron? Anyone know what I'm talking about? Guess I haven't emphasized it enough. No, what does it mean? They heard Hashem's voice and they died, but then they were at the same moment, so to speak, they were revived, and their whole creation. Ah, nu nani, let's hear.
The drop of water.
What about the drop of water?
That when you put it back into the ocean.
Oh, putting the drop of water back into the ocean? I stole that more from Rabbi Shmuel Braun than Rabbi David Aaron, although he talks about it also. All right, David Aaron writes in one of his books, he says, this is really the pnimius of the Gemara in Maseches Brachos that says, Adam kiyamis ba'awal, that's a pasuk, that Torah only remains by a person who kills himself over Torah. What does it mean for a person to kill himself over Torah? It's one of my favorite ideas. Because it hurts, but it's true. Killing yourself over Torah is not just what they told you, Shana Aleph, that you have to steig until you can't steig no more. Put all your energy into learning. Become the biggest maspid you can be. That's also true. A Jew needs to push himself. You need to make yourself tired over Torah. You have to rob your eyes of sleep, and you have to give up the pleasures of this world. It's all true. This week's Pirkei Avos, Perek 6, Kinyan Torah. Nu, one of the Kinyanim, you got to have less sleep and less eating and less business and less intimacy and less everything. The pleasures all of Hasa. But it also means killing yourself over Torah means what? Allowing yourself to be transformed by the Dvar Hashem. Allowing yourself to recreate your image. So if I think I'm a guy who can't finish Shas, I have to be willing to create an image of myself that I can finish Shas. And if I'm a guy who has a temper problem and I get angry, I have to be allow Torah to allow me to recreate myself that what? That I can be a person who doesn't get angry. And if I got caught up in my image, of being a finance guy or being a medical school guy or being a whatever guy, right? And now I'm playing the part in like a really strong way. And now the Torah says to me, that's not who you are. It's not the essence of who you are. So I have to let go of that image. If I thought I was a great hockey player or basketball player in high school, right? And now I want to become a Ben Torah, and all the kavod that I got for the last 4 years is because I was the captain of my high school basketball team, right? So now I have to let go of that image. And it's humbling. And I have to kill off, you know, the star athlete that I was that defined me in high school, or whatever it is. Right? I have to kill off the notion that I'm the guy who determines the salaries of the people beneath me in my law firm. I have to let go of that. I have to be mamis atzmo in order to allow Torah to recreate me. I told you the Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich biography is a good read. So Rav Shraga Feivel had a pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich said, the Mishnah in Avos says, what's the lashon? Ud ishtamish betaga chalaf. Right? I think it's Hillel's statement. Ud ishtamish betaga chalaf. The pasha pshat means a person who uses the ta. What's the taga? What are tagin? What are the tagin?
Tagin, are they on the top of the letters?
Yeah, right. What would be an English word for them?
I have no idea.
Crowns. Crowns on the letters, right? We call them tagin, the crowns. Tagin's a crown, right? So, d'shtamish b'taga chalaf, the pashup shot is a person who uses Torah, right? It's part of Hillel's statement. Don't use the Torah as a shovel to, you know, don't make a living from Torah, okay? Whatever. We get paid to babysit, and the Torah is free, right? And don't use Torah for your own honor. U'd'shtamish b'taga, and one who uses the crown for himself, chalaf. The pashup shot means he fades away. If you misuse Torah, it's going to end badly. But Rav Shraga Feivel had a beautiful pshat. What does chalaf mean? What else does chalaf mean? What's a kinyan chalipin, which we encounter at the end of Megillas Rus, which we read on Shavuos? What's a kinyan chalipin? When Boaz says to Ploni Almoni, "I'm going to be the one to marry Rus," what does he do? The narrator of Megillas Rus says he took off his shoe. And you give the shoe to someone else, right? It's like the Masader Kedushin at your Chassan's Tish. He takes his yarmulke, you do a Kenyan. Yeah, a Kenyan Chalipin. Yeah, Chalaf means to exchange, an exchange. Pasuk says in Megillah Esros, Ala Gula v'ala Tamura, for all types of transfers and exchanges, they would use a Kenyan Chalipin, Rashi says. The Megillah Esros doesn't use the word Chalipin. Rashi in Megillah Esros uses the word Chalipin. Right? It's one of the Kenyanim. It's one of the ways that we do a transaction. So what does chalaf mean? An exchange. So said Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, u'dishtamish betaga, if you use the crown of Torah properly, chalaf, it will transform you. You won't be the same person you are when you started. You become a different person. So says Rav Gedal Yeshur, the Talmud, the selected Talmud of Rav Shraga Feivel. Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich was his Rebbe. So says Rav Gedal Yeshur, right? At Har Sinai, the Jewish people, chalaf, they died and they were born, and it all happened at once. What does that mean? That when you cling to Torah, when you free yourself from Mitzrayim, and now you attach yourself to Hashem like never before, your whole mahus, you've been recreated. That's what it means. This chiyas chadasha. They were living through the Dvar Hashem. And that, says Rabbi David Aaron, I think it's in his book, The God-Powered Life, that's the pshat. Adam ki yomas ba'ol means, allow yourself to kill off whatever character you thought you are. Whoever you thought you are, become bigger. Let Torah transform you. Become more godly and less human. That's what it means to kill yourself over Torah. It doesn't just mean stay up late in the base medrash. It means allow yourself to be transformed through Torah. Ukedivrei ha'gemara ksubis kofir aleph shela'osid tal ha'torah mechayeyu. What is this tal tchia? What is the do of tchia sameisim? It's the tal of Torah. It's the dew of Torah, whatever that even means. Kein be'es matan Torah ha'yichayusa me'advar Hashem. At Kabbalah's Torah, their existence became one with the Dvar Hashem. V'im kol chayusam hayim midvar Hashem, az lo haya lahem shum shibud v'chiyas acher, chutz me'anochi Hashem alokecha. Their whole existence became nothing other than what? Anochi Hashem alokecha. They became Anochi Hashem alokecha. That's how they lived. That's where their chiyas came from. And again, that is part and parcel with freeing oneself from all of the shibudim. And he says Rav Gedalia Shur, this is the pshat and the pasuk v'aschanan, and it's a nice pshat. Look how he reads it. What does the pasuk say? Hashama am kol elokim medaver mitoch ha'esh kasher shamata ata vayechi. Pashut pshat. Has any nation ever heard God speak to them like you did and live to tell the tale? And it's a rhetorical question. The answer is no. Right? No one has lived to have that experience and to be able to tell the tale. But says Rav Gedalia Shur, a different pshat. He says, Hashama am kol elokim. Has anyone heard the Dvar Hashem as you have? Kasher shamata vayechi. And lived, not survived, not just survived the Dvar Hashem, but has anyone allowed their chiyus to be transformed? That now I live through the Dvar Hashem. That's where I get my chiyus from. Right? That my existence is dependent upon it. Shemizeh hayo lehem achiyus. And that's a different thing. To be able to have my entire being living through the words Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Okay, have a last paragraph. Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom lo hayelo asaga eza shibud lemitzrayim hayakan. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't grasp on such a fine level what type of shibud, right? They had left Mitzrayim, they're out of Mitzrayim, we're free. We can cling to Hashem now. What was happening with the Anochi Hashem Elokecha? He couldn't grasp it. He couldn't understand this notion of a level 50. She had tzarech yitzia mimena. Right? What exactly were they trying to free themselves from? What happens at Kabbalah Satorah? Vizeu kavanas hagra. She yitzia zu lo nimsra le Moshe. Shalohevin hatzarech liyitzia zu. And Chavar, I think the idea is that even the greatest people could sometimes go their life, right? And until we learned it at Har Sinai, there's a level of understanding that even a great Torah scholar could be lacking, right? There's a level of clinging to Hashem called Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Obviously, in the Chassidus Shesvarim, we understand a little more what that means beyond just the limud of Torah, right? But to have a dveikus by Hashem, it's a level that until you've tasted it, you can't grasp it. Until Hashem says it to you, until Hashem gives you a window into it, you can't experience it. Okay, now here's how he ends the piece. It adds one more nekuda. He said, hold on a second. How many Anochi Hashem Elokechas do we have in the Torah? We have one in Yisro, and then we have again in Parshas Ve'eschanan. So how does that work? Right? Which Anochi Hashem Elokecha is, so to speak, the big one? Which one did Moshe get? Which one did he not get? So the answer is, you have to say it like this. U'lechora nimsa shelo hesik shtei pamim. Shenizkar yitzias Mitzrayim b'Torah, right? It sounds like Moshe didn't understand twice. But we said Moshe got 49 levels, klar. And there's only one level, level 50, he couldn't get. So the answer is, like the Ramban describes in his Hakdamah to Sefer Devarim, that Chumash Devarim, as we know from the Gemara and Megillah, is Moshe mipi atzmo. It's Mishnah Torah. Chumash Devarim is sort of a bridge between Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, that's God talking. Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu having trained to speak in the way of Hashem. Hashem, don't get me wrong. But it's Moshe as the narrator speaking in the way that Hashem has trained him to speak. So he's saying exactly what Hashem wants him to say, but there's a little bit of a human involvement. And then, of course, you know, Gemara is people speaking. It's Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Anochi Hashem Elokecha of Yisro is Hashem speaking, mamish. The Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so to speak, of Eschanan is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. It's Torah Shebaal Peh. So that Anochi, that lower level of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, could have a hasaga in. He could grasp. But the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Val Beparshas Yisro, the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which is written mitzad Torah Shebechsav, that's mamish raw elokus, that's Hashem himself. Hadavar Hashem shol yisiga Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. That's the Torah that even Moshe Rabbeinu can't teach a person. You can only get it from Hashem. It's a level of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can only get from Hashem himself. Okay, so Chavah, this is mamish. Mamish, a big piece. A very, very yesodistic piece that we have here. Right? To be able to live through the to the Dvar Hashem in such a way is mamish what it's all about. Okay, so we should be zocha. We should be zocha to be transformed by Torah. We should be zocha to free ourselves completely from Mitzrayim. We should be zocha to have dveikus mamish by Hashem. Level 50.